Good evening, everyone. Hello. I just realized my phone is not silent. Hint, hint. Okay. Welcome to our annual... It's just late. We're a few weeks off of our Christmas family special. Right? So, it's going to be a wonderful evening. And we're going to get started. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing hymn together, and then we're just going to ride into the evening of all the things that some of you have prepared. All right? Let's pray and thank the Lord together. Lord, thank you for the evening. Thank you for the individual talents that you've given each one of these folks and the confidence you've given each one of them to be able to stand and bless the rest of us with their talent, and I just pray it would just be an enjoyable evening like you would have with family, because that's what we are, Lord. We're a family that you are our head, and we are then the body of Christ. And so I pray we just enjoy this evening because you allow us to have joy in one another. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, we're going to start off tonight by singing one of the new hymns out of the new hymnal. One that you know, number 177, In Christ Alone. If you'll stand with me, we'll sing the first and last verse of In Christ Alone, number 177. Start off with a couple of funny poems from Mr. Greg.
So when I talk about talent, I'm not that one. I just like reading funny things like poems. And so I'm going to be interspersed throughout the evening just to entertain you. All right. These are my Christmas poems. Maybe you've heard them, maybe you've not. But I'm going to read them. The first one is called, I haven't written any of these, by the way. I've just found these. The first one's called Christmas Dog. Tonight's my first night as a watchdog, and here it's Christmas Eve. The children are sleeping all cozy upstairs while I'm guarding the stocking and trees. What's that now? Footsteps on the rooftop? Could it be a cat or a mouse? Who's this down the chimney? A thief with a beard and a big sack for robbing the house? I'm barking, I'm growling. He jumps back in his sleigh. I scare his strange horses. I frighten the whole bunch away. Now the house is all peaceful and quiet again. The stockings are safe as can be. Won't the kiddies be glad when they wake up tomorrow and see how I've guarded the tree? If it feels better, you can... Okay, anyway. That's clapping and okay, forget it. All right, so the next one is called Snowball. You'll love this one. Real short. I made myself a snowball as perfect as can be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away, but first it wet the bed.
All right. And now for something completely different. Raquel and Michelle are going to come and sing All Is Well. Going to have Bonnie come with her grandkids and sing C is for the Christ Child.
Christmas meant one thing.
The ivy getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother set me down and taught me how to spell Christmas this way.
C is for the Christ Child, born on Christmas Day. A
give you a chance to stand again. Turn to number 389. All I have is Christ. Number 389. We'll sing all the verses. This one's probably new. I think we've had it sung as a duet here. I think Kristen sang it once.
I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew.
You may be seated.
And now we dip back into mediocrity, and I want to read a story that is based on the night before Christmas, only this is called A Politically Correct Christmas. So, the kids may not get it, but the adults, you're with me here, okay, ready? 'Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa's a wreck. How to live in a world that's politically correct. His workers no longer would answer to elves, vertically challenged they were calling themselves. The labor conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer had vanished, without much propriety, released into the wilds by the Humane Society. And equal employment had made it quite clear that Santa had better not use just reindeer. So Dancer and Donner, Cupid, Comet and Cupid, were replaced with four pigs, and you know that looks stupid. The runners had been removed from his sleigh. The ruts were termed dangerous by the EPA. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph was suing for unauthorized use of his nose. He had gone on some talk shows in front of the nation, demanding millions in overdue compensation. And as for gifts, why, Santa never had a notion that making a choice should cause such a commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be construed as to pollute, nothing to aim, nothing to shoot, nothing that clamored or made lots of noise, nothing for just girls or nothing just for boys, nothing that clamored to be gender specific, nothing that was warlike or non-pacifistic. No candy or sweets, they were bad for the tooth, nothing that seemed to embellish a truth. No baseball, no football, someone could get hurt. Besides, playing sports exposes kids to dirt. Toys without warranty is just too risque, and Nintendo will rot your entire brain away. So Santa just stood there, disheveled, perplexed. He could not figure out what to do next. His sack was quite empty, limp to the ground. Nothing fully acceptable was to be found. So Santa stayed home, sent the vertically challenged to bed. With so much political correctness, his job was all but dead.
All right, Anna Parsons and Heather Jeffries are going to come and sing O Come All You Faithful. Margaret and sing a traditional English carol, This Is the Truth. Thank you. Okay, and the Carsons are going to come and sing Light of the Stable. Time we'll sing number 162. This may be new to some of you. A bunch of you probably know it. Wonderful, merciful Savior. We'll sing all three verses. 162.
Rescue the souls of men.
seated.
On New Year's Day a year ago, I started off the year by making resolutions that were probably too severe. I said I'd save my money. This seemed to be very wise. I vowed I'd improve my health. I swore I would exercise. I stated I'd do my homework every single day. I'd brush my teeth religiously to ward off tooth decay. I'd eat my fruits and vegetables and keep my bedroom clean. I'd treat my sister kindly, even though she's often very mean. My resolutions lasted me about a half a day. I promised I would keep them, but I broke them anyway. So now I'm sick and penniless. My homework's overdue. My sister's mad. My teeth are bad. My room is messy, too. And yet I think I may have found the best of all solutions. This year I've resolved to not make any resolutions.
All right, Danny is going to come and sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. Michelle's going to come and sing He's Always Been Faithful, and then Ashley and Aaron will close us out with Silent Night.
The song is not a Christmas song, but it works great now that we are having our postponed Christmas party in the new year. And it's a great song reminder, because during this time of year, we tend to reflect a lot on what happened in the past and what we hope to change, or what we are looking forward to God doing in this next year to come. And this song is a great reminder that whatever the trials or the joys were that we had and that we're looking forward to, that we can always count that God is faithful.
Power and
you. It's good to have them home for Christmas. Okay, I planned and replanned it three times, so did I leave anyone out in any of my copying? Yes, Janet. Oh. Do we have music? We may not. Next year. Going once? Someone said hold on. Okay. I think let's close today. Number 438. Benediction. Sing together. Thank you, Lord, for this time together, for the gift of music, and for the gift of your Son that we celebrate during this season. You're always faithful to us, so we trust this new year to you. Let me pray that you will bless our time of fellowship as we eat together. In your name we pray. Amen.